Is it really surprising that the most powerful man in the world should be a figure of controversy?
We, as a population on this planet, have been looking for a savior.
We're talking about...
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenki. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice.
The cinematic superhero battle you've been waiting for. It's gigantic, expensive, and pulsing with portent. Ben Affleck is an impressive first-time Batman, and Henry Cavill expands on his Superman take from 2013's Man of Steel. Most critics have not been kind to Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice, yet it opened to over $420 million worldwide. And you know what? I think director Zack Snyder is on to something. Sure, it's so heavy with dread that it could be stultifying. Yes, the third act monster baddie is kind of goofy. And was there any way that the caped clash wouldn't want you desiring more? But a sizable amount worked for me. The 9/11 imagery that's loaded with dread, unexpected cameos from Aquaman and The Flash. I even enjoyed Jesse Eisenberg's take on arch-villain Lex Luthor. And when Wonder Woman shows up, played spectacularly by the stunning Gal Gadot, the excitement in the theater was incredible. Finally, the film serves up a finale so bold I simply had to applaud the filmmaker's chutzpah. This is likely the darkest, most adult comic book movie ever made, but count me as one who believes good outweighs bad here. The teaming of the Titans delivers. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to read all of Mark's long-form reviews at his terrific website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and as always, Mark will be back next week. Did you ever forget to charge your cell phone? So you leave the house and it's at 40%. Uh-oh. Day goes on, you're texting, you're watching stuff on YouTube, you're listening to some music, and it's down to 15%. And then 10. Uh-oh. And the red light comes on and you get that warning, whatever it is. And then you're down to 5 and your battery is critically low, so your phone tells you. And the phone gets a bit darker, 2%, and then all of a sudden the phone literally dies. Your umbilical cord to the world is gone. What do you do when you're desperate for a charge? You ever think about breaking and entering? Well, one guy in New Jersey did. Here we go. Man sneaks into New Jersey house, hides under bed for 3 days, mind you, to charge his phones, plural. A New Jersey man has been accused of sneaking into a Spotswood, New Jersey home, hiding under a bed for 3 days, and stealing electricity to charge his, get this, 4 cell phones. First of all, the guy has 4 cell phones. Do you have 4? I don't. How many people even have 2? So this guy's got 4. I guess he can't pay his electric bill because he's paying his phone bill, so he has to go somewhere else to charge it. I don't know. Let's find out. Jason Hubbard reportedly entered the home May 7th while the owner was taking out the trash. He crawled under the bed in a spare bedroom and began charging his phones in an outlet. The owner, Margaret Adamswitz, says she believes he did not have any food during that time, just water. All right, let's think of the obvious. He obviously wasn't very clean after those 3 days. He obviously didn't go to the bathroom for the... Where did that take place? In the middle of the night, did he sneak out from under the bed and try to find himself the bathroom? Or did, you know, because things don't just stop for 3 days, unless you have a medical issue. So, was this a messy time under the bed? I venture to wonder, and I venture to say yes. Anyway, the family finally became aware of Hubbard when they heard a noise 3 days later. You know, the Adamswitz family must be a little slow on the uptake if they didn't hear anything at all for 3 days. How do you stay that quiet as you're trying to stay under a bed? Was this guy completely still for 3 days? He was detained by the family's 28-year-old son while the police arrived. Adamswitz said Hubbard was an ex-boyfriend of her daughter. All right, here we go. So the guy already knew the layout of the house. So he knew what he was getting himself involved in. Maybe he realized the family was a bit, I don't know, unaware of certain things and he could get away with this. I haven't heard from him in 5 years, she told NJ.com, adding that Hubbard and her daughter did not end on good terms. Obviously good enough for him to think he could sneak into the house and charge 4 phones for 3 days. He didn't say why he came back. He just picked our house to hide in. He didn't have a home to live in, she said. Hubbard's age was not immediately known. He has been charged with burglary and theft of electricity, being held on $50,000 bail. He doesn't have a place to live, but he has 4 active phones. How much do you pay for your phone each month? See? Multiply that times 4. Can a homeless guy afford that? I would think not. Maybe these are the prepaid deals. I don't know. I'm just amazed. I really believe there's more to this story. He snuck in as they were taking out the garbage, and he was undetected for 3 days. Think about, can you even be undetected in your house for about an hour if you snuck back in before your family or whomever got home? Of course not. 4 phones? At the beginning of the segment, I talked about the stress of when your one phone is down to 5%. Think of the abject stress this poor thing was under. Imagine if he had 4 phones, 5% or less. It's nerve-wracking. Who can deal with that? Obviously, Jason Hubbard couldn't, so he decided, I'm going to take care of this, and I'm going to charge my phones. Wow. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the single biggest barrier to your success?
Fear keeps most people from reaching for their dreams. And the most dangerous fear of all is the fear of failure.
Successful people are afraid too, but they aren't frozen in fear. They move forward in spite of it.
They look at every failure as an opportunity to learn. And the faster you fail, the faster you learn. But there's one more secret to their success. Fail small.
Successful people fail small and win big. So don't jump in with both feet. Dip a toe in.
Test one small idea at a time. If it doesn't work, try another. Eventually, you'll find one that does work.
Focus all your energy on it because it's your ticket to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. See a column of 10 bikes coming from the opposite direction? Come on. You may have wished you could be invited to tag along with them. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jim Ryan for American Biker Minute. There's been an explosion of motorcycle meetup group websites. Hey, there's a meetup group near you. My town has a new dedicated, yes, even fancy, website where riders can register to receive online information on motorcycle meetup groups, off-road meetups, grumpy old men meetups, sport bike meetups, and even fat bottom girl meetups. Not making this up. Look around for a motorcycle meetup or start your own. American Biker Minute.
I just love riding.
Your passport to